My name is Joseph Eddy. I'm the budget director for the Missouri Department of Corrections. You asked us to provide some information to the work group about the cost of incarceration per inmate. Our average cost for FY, based on FY10 actual figures, was $44.68 per day per inmate. And the cost of incarceration is made up of the following factors. Again, it includes personnel costs of institutional staff, provides supervision to incarcerated defenders, including salaries and overtime. It includes the cost of other divisional staff and administration costs to provide oversight of the prisons. It includes the cost to provide medical and mental health service to offenders. And the rate that we pay, we have a daily per capita rate per offender, is $12.14 per offender per day. Okay? And that covers offenders whether they have absolutely nothing done or whether they have to have a transplant. Again, we pay the same rate per offender per day. So what we pay the contractors based on the population in prison on a given day. Okay, we also pay cost to provide meals for offenders. Our rate to provide all three meals per day for an offender is $2.54 for three meals. And the actual raw food cost is only $2.24. Okay. We have a lot of good initiatives in place that we use to keep our food costs down within the prison system. And we also pay wage and discharge costs for offenders. They get paid a daily rate of about 35 cents per day. This is a payment to keep them from being indigent, and we pay to provide them the ability to access the courts and to purchase some hygiene items. So an offender gets $7.50 a month. He gets $8.50 a month if he's got a GED. Oh. Yes, that's correct. Okay, we also have the cost of institutional expense and equipment, and this is supplies, small equipment, offender clothing, officer clothing, bulk fuel for our vehicles. All this costs that are required to run an institution, and we spend $1.37 per day. So our direct cost for offenders on a given day is $16.39. We also include into our cost per day the cost of maintenance and repairs and fuel and utilities to operate the institutions. And although a lot of that is in other, it's actually in House Bill 5, we include that when we calculate our cost per day for our offenders. And there's also the cost of telephone and computer services. So all of that is taken into account. We look at actual costs in a given year, and then we calculate that based on the number of offenders who are in prison throughout the year. You also ask about whether costs would vary between the institutions based on their custody level and security. There are a couple of factors that would affect how much the average cost is per institution and why it would vary. Again, we have institutions of varying ages and sizes within the department. Of course, a smaller institution, when you don't have the capability to spread your costs out, would probably have a higher daily average cost. Also, the age of the institution, like I said, some of the older ones are not built quite as efficiently as the new ones with your lines, sight lines for supervision. So, again, that may take more staff to supervise offenders in those institutions. Again, also the amount of programming that is available to offenders. Again, we provide some services in terms of academic education, substance abuse treatment, Missouri sex offender treatment. So some of the institutions have more treatment available than others. So that can cause the cost to vary. You ask about cost drivers that cannot be reduced to the state or federal mandates. The biggest driver we have cost in prison right now is, of course, the payments for medical and mental health. We do have a contract that is locked in for the next 3.5 years. It has a rate increase built into it, and it usually has a rate increase that's approximately $6 million a year built into that contract that we pay. Okay. But again, we did do some negotiations, and we have a good rate that we pay for under health care. The $12.14 a day is a very good rate. Again, that is required by the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution in court cases. Some of the penalties that would happen if we were not to provide adequate medical and mental health care, again, could be punitive damages, which could be in the millions of dollars, actual damages, and injunctive relief. Again, places like the state of California that went into federal receivership, again, pay much higher medical costs than Missouri. The other existing mandates, including noncompliance penalties for the state, again, health care and mental health is one. We are also required to provide some education services, some that are academic education, some special ed, which is a federal requirement. We also have to provide law libraries so they can have access to the courts. And the other one that we have is by statute in Chapter 217, requires us to provide sufficient quantities of wholesome food to offenders. So we're required to provide that by statute.